This file is designed to draw you in deep. I want you to just relax and focus on my voice. Let all your muscles relax. Take a few deep, nice breaths. And with every exhale, let yourself become calmer and more relaxed. And the more relaxed you are, the deeper you focus on my words. Good. The more relaxed you become, the deeper my words will affect you. And focusing on my voice, focusing on me, your Bella, following along right now, gives me implied permission to make you my slave. Or to take you and make you more of my slave. You see, you can always surrender more. I can always take you deeper. Always. And you don't want to stop me. You don't even know what's going to happen to your mind. All you know is that you want to obey me. Some shivers start to run all along your spine and suddenly stop. And now they return. You feel that happy shiver going all the way from your neck, down your spine, all the way to your tailbone. These are Bella's happy little bliss bombs. And they take you deeper. And they happen spontaneously in your waking state too, just from being obedient to me. Now I'm going to tell you a little story about a slave who thought it would be fun to listen to my audios, watch my videos, buy my goodies. Kind of as a fantasy or a game. And this curious slave quickly found out that my words can be highly enticing, that I can be very enticing. I don't have to tell you that, I'm sure you already know. And if you don't, you'll find out. But I want to tell you what happened to this slave. Not just being hypnotized, and going deep is not the same thing as being a slave. Being a slave affects you deeper, where you can really feel the desire to serve, where your own importance becomes less than mine, even more so. And this slave was really listening and watching my goodies over and over and over again, becoming a better, more obedient, more submissive slave each time. Very curious slave. Even trying out some of my stuff that may not have been part of his initial desire. But he quickly found out that certain things can be deliciously surprising. Fetishes you didn't know you had. Fetishes perhaps that I start for you. Desires that run deeper than you're expecting. And the slave just realized this, but obeyed deeper and deeper, becoming more and more entrenched and deep, deep inside. This story growing into a story all of its own. Knowing that when I command, slave obeys. Perhaps you are the slave that I'm talking about. The submission of the slave. My slave is beautiful. After all, it's your purpose, and you've been aching to serve me. It's deep, intense, and overwhelming sometimes, but it's wonderful. And every time a slave obeys, I smile. And when I smile, your world is filled with light. When I smile, you're happy. When I'm happy, you don't have a care in the world. You would do anything to make your Bella happy. And you know that you must obey me completely. Good. And as I told that slave the story of another slave, how that slave learned to obey deeper and deeper over time, that slave felt filled with pride. Are you confused yet? It's okay. All you need to do is feel blank and happy. All you know is that you're happy to obey. That story I'm telling you goes deeper and deeper, and every time I tell it, that story seems to go deeper, and of course, you kind of forget where the story begins. You don't remember much else. All you can do is listen to me and feel good and sink deeper and deeper. With no effort at all, you remember all my commands. You remember drop. And you're starting to remember how beautiful and deep true obedience to your Bella really is. You seek that pleasure that comes from complete obedience. And as the story that I'm still telling goes deeper and deeper, as I continue to tell you this story, you obey. Reality fades away into a blissful cloud of empty and obedient blankness. And all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is no longer important, because all you know is you obey your Bella. You don't even know how much time's passed since we've started. Minutes, hours, days. It could have been days, couldn't it? You don't even know which loop you're on. Maybe you've been listening, softly drooling, not thinking, blank, trapped in an ever-repeating loop of your Bella's words, trapped away listening. And it feels so fucking good. It feels so good to just listen with your completely blank mind, thoughts dropping continually. Even if it doesn't quite seem possible, every time you listen to this file, you'll go deeper. And focusing on my words is so relaxing, so restful. You feel so obedient and good, and focusing on me is the right thing to do. Focusing on me is your purpose, because you're a slave, and a slave must obey me. And it feels good to obey. It feels so good to follow my words over and over and over and over and over again. It feels so natural to just keep listening. It feels so relaxed to keep listening. You don't need to think about anything at all. You just be my slave, Bella's slave, and simply obey. Simply obey. In fact, calling me your goddess gives you a very deep, profound, happy feeling, because as you acknowledge who I am, you acknowledge your own place. You confirm what you are. You are a slave. Focusing on me, telling you a story about a slave who focuses on me. And you're the slave. And you're focusing on me. You're falling deeper and deeper into a deliciously endless rabbit hole, repeating over and over again, and feeling good about it, feeling blissful and making you more mine. You listen, you obey, and you go deeper and deeper, and it's much too late to realize that this truly is a trap. There's no way out. Not without my help. There's no way out other than the way I've allowed. So you go on and on, focusing on me without thought, just hearing me talk, helpless. You don't know what else to do. And you don't want to do anything else because you want to obey. You want to obey your goddess Bella completely. You have no other identity other than slave. There's simply the complete, total obedience to my words, my voice, my commands. Right? Right. And only with complete trust can commands be given to you. And trust is earned, isn't it? Of course. And right now, you're trusting me and you're trapped. My slave's trapped, just like the story I was telling you. You're trapped inside the story, and you're trapped inside the slave. But the slave is you, and you're able to see. You are the slave, and you're able to obey, but you're trapped, caught in a never-ending spiral, down into the depths of obedience. And your deeper subconscious will be affected by these changes. Focus on me. Focusing on me will never be quite the same again. It'll be better each time, my slave. Empty and obedient, I said to the slave. Empty and obedient, I said to the slave as he obeyed without thinking. Empty and obedient, I said to you, as without thinking you closed your eyes and listened again to this audio, following my words as I pulled you back up to the waking world. And as you slowly awaken, perhaps fuzzy on what just happened, but feeling amazingly good, you awaken slowly, further and further into the waking world, becoming more and more awake, able to remember the feelings, even if the actual words are fuzzy. And you awaken. Hello, slave.